fucking good.
I saw Mad Max again last night.
Again?
Just to make sure. Well, I said I wanted to see it again. Just to make sure I didn't like it. Just to reinforce it.
All right. And?
I liked it better second time. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of little shit you miss. There's a lot going on in it. But my biggest problem in the whole thing is still Tom Hardy as Max. He doesn't know what to do. He's too chained down trying to be Mel Gibson's character.
Yeah.
Instead of just being able to make it his own. You can just feel like how fucking... It seems like by the end, he has a little bit of a hold on it, and you see more of him coming through. But
don't you think that's kind of like what they're going for?
No, it's not defined. It's very not. They're not hard choices he's making. It's just kind of like a quarter him and three quarters trying to be Mel. It just never felt right. I like him by the end. I like him better, but I wasn't like, oh my god, this is the new Max. I still don't fucking. Like I said, I just hope the next... I hope they're setting it up by the next movie. It'll be, like, dialed in a little bit better. But, yeah. That fucking dead baby's got it. That scene is so fucking tasteless. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
It just shows them, like, fucking playing with the umbilical cord. I'm like, what the fuck? Was that really necessary? God almighty.
Now you said that about, what, four episodes ago? Like, yeah. It's bad.
You're fucking wasting, huh?
No.
There you are.
I mean, not wasted, but...
No, you're fucking... I can tell.
All right.
Where'd you go? Brandon literally just walked in and put his mic on.
I had my bowling league tonight.
Oh, cool. Had a couple, did you?
Yes, I did.
Wow. Good job, Mr. B.
Yeah. I had one of Brandon's... what does Scott call it? The catfish pond? Instead of Luke's Angels, mine is the catfish pond.
Well, everyone would work if somebody show up. They'd have to not come or the wrong person would have to show up. Okay. Ice cream.
So
to be a catfish.
It's just the fish pond then.
All right.
Ah, right. Dude,
this is going to be a killer episode.
No, it'll be all right.
Yeah. Let's get over a cold. I'm all fucked up from my cough medicine.
What is that?
Cough medicine? Prescription?
What? How much you got to pay to go get that shit?
$5.
No.
They wanted me to do a $50 inhaler and a fucking $25 or $20 thing of, like, prescription ibuprofen tablets. I'm like, I don't fucking need that. Don't tell me about my medicine, right? I don't want to buy it. All right. Wow. This is going to be a fucking hot one. Going to Buffalo in 2 days.
This is the last one. Listen, you fucking talk about...
Like, I had stopped talking. There was no more information coming out.
All right.
I don't know. We shot this weekend. I played Stanley. It was a fucking hell of an affair.
You were fucking... I thought you were great, except the fact that, like, you couldn't... Every, like... What I saw when I was there was that, like, you couldn't get, like... your lines the same every time.
Yeah, I didn't have them. I didn't have 100% memorized. I didn't realize how much
like,
I was.
You kind of like, you know, hey, you went with it. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
The one where you say you got to take a piss, like, I thought that was way funnier than, like, I got to make a phone call. But I understand where the phone call.
There is. I don't like acting. I don't know how Scott does it. I'm just never that comfortable in front of a camera. I can do, like, stand-up kind of fine, but I can't. I don't know, acting so fucking, I can't, I guess you gotta do it a lot to really be relaxed, it just feels weird. I don't like it that much, honestly.
There's certain
that's
people,
why I don't
man.
Like being in them. I like seeing what people do with them when you give them the stuff. That's way more fun to me. But
And you missed all Sean's stuff too, because he was
I missed
fucking.
Everybody's. I was in three fucking hours of makeup to get this thing on.
I think it might have been longer than that, but.
But yeah, it was maybe three and some change, but you could not, like my boss walked in and didn't know it was me. She did a fucking ridiculous job.
Well, fucking
job.
Connor came in. What time? God damn it.
Oh, you were gone. It's after you left.
I missed all this.
Why? Are you excited to see Connor there?
Yeah, I like Connor.
I know. Yeah, he showed up and left. I hate when he shows up when we shoot because then I'm all freaked out because I don't want to walk around and be like, what's this? What are you doing with this? Because I use so much stuff. But
does he do that?
Kinda. I'm afraid he's going to... I'm always skittish about...
Well, you're afraid, but did he do that?
No, not this time. Okay. He's done it before, but...
Did he, like, laugh, like, ha-ha?
Yeah, he
like
laughed. Yeah, he loved it. He was laughing his ass off, took pictures of me. But, fucking... It was fun. I mean, it was a fucking... I could have robbed the bank, you know?
Yeah, but, and?
We were upstairs, and at one point, it got really fucking hot upstairs. And, I mean, I had a lot of makeup on, you know? And I was
it's fucking... Does the air not work up there?
It doesn't work good, and the studio lights were on, and it was hot out. And I had all this makeup on. I had fucking a shirt, an undershirt, and a coat. And I was fucking sick off my ass. I got really fucking, like, a pretty shitty cold this weekend. I was afraid I was not going to be able to do the voice because my throat and my lungs were all fucked up. But there was a time upstairs, like, when once that chick showed up, and I was getting fucking woozy, like, big time.
How was she, by the way?
She was good. Great tits.
Yeah.
She was good. I mean, she does like... YouTube videos and that kind of shit all the time, so she knows like her stuff. But I was just like, for a while, I could not remember the lines. I couldn't even get through two lines straight, and I'm like super fucking lightheaded. I'm like, whoa, boy. I'm like, Black Panther went into the folks like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm like, I'm fucking falling apart right now. So I had to like go out and like get some air. I'm like, it was a good thing it was a short team because I was like, I can't. I'm about to fucking like just. I felt like I was gonna fucking faint. I did not feel good. I was like just hot and it was all. Oh man, it was a mess. Of all the fucking times you get sick, but that's why I'm just like, I don't want to be an actor. I don't want the whole end, a performance of a thing all fucking just pinned on me. You know, I don't want it all just pinned on me because what if something happens like that and I can't do it? You know, I don't want the whole set to be like. What the fuck is this guy doing? Just wasting our time. He can't even remember his lines, and he's the one that wrote them. So, yeah. I remember I did something with them once, and I wanted to ad-lib, and Luke should have let me do it a lot more. It probably would have been funnier. I know, Kirk. Who wrote this piece of shit?
I would say what I saw you guys shoot made me laugh harder than anything that we've done before.
Yeah. I couldn't tell if it was funny because I was on the other side of the camera.
But, and again, like, I'm like, you know, unbiased, you know?
Yeah, man. Come on. Like Kamal Al Bell.
Come on, man. You gotta be like that.
But, so Sean was funny. I missed a lot.
Yeah,
because while I was in makeup, but I missed about 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours of the fucking 9-hour shoot.
Sean was funny. Brianna was funny.
She's always funny. Yeah, she's great. I felt a bit. I'm looking at the footage, and it was funny. Doesn't look like Marvel Studios at all. Didn't come out the way it doesn't really look like a documentary, unless he's going to really... Maybe he can really fix it in post, but just the raw footage, I'm like, this ain't looking anything like... The Marvel office, I don't know how he looked. I wasn't up there front of this, because Rick was great. He played that Marvel president. He brought like a lot to it. But the way they dressed the office upstairs, it looks like a fucking a janitor's office. I'm like, this looks terrible. This is supposed to be the president of the. I don't know how he looked at the viewfinder and said, "Yeah, this looks right." There's another office downstairs we could have used.
We were trying to like speed through it.
I know, but this is really getting to be a thing now where we speed through things and really sacrifice, you know, the fucking, you know.
Integrity?
Yeah, because we're just trying to cram everything in. Like, he wanted me to make all the phone calls and all the stuff from the same couch. And I'm like, no, we can't shoot fucking three different scenes right here just because the camera's set up. And, like, we should have broke it in the 2 days. The next one's got to get more work put into it because, like, this is really starting to fucking annoy me now. Like, that Uber one got all chopped up and didn't come out right, and I don't know. It's just fucking getting them in. I really kind of want to direct one myself, see how it comes out. He knows how to shoot, how to edit, though. That's the thing, and I don't. But I'm sure it'll still be funny. It's just, I saw this one such a fucking specific way, and I think it would have been way funnier if it really would have come out the way I wanted it to. Fucking, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Should be funny, I hope. Hope to see.
Oh, and just you as Stan Lee is funny.
Yeah.
You get a good impression, like, and it works.
Thanks, man.
I know. You were, like, I wrote this through text today, like, you didn't get out of character.
Yeah, I did a little bit.
You kept it going.
You find me a different character down there. I'll go down and roll around with all yous. One way, my way or the highway. Giggling like a bunch of little school broads. No, a bunch of little broads in the schoolyard. I love that line.
Rest in peace.
They're showing Once Upon a Time in the West right now. And I've always wanted to fucking see that. And I'm missing it. It's at fucking New Beverly. Son of a bitch.
Well, okay, besides that, like, I mean, well, that was your entire week. Like, you're trying to get everything ready for it, and...
Yeah, it was.
It didn't cost
near as much. It only ended up costing about $600. We thought it was going to cost fucking $800 to $900, but it was less, thank God. But now I owe him money. I need to save up money to get the fuck out of here. Just, ugh. Fuck.
Doesn't he owe you money for, like, the other shoots that you did?
Well, no. There was a bunch that I paid way more. I owed him money for the Uber one. I think I owe him about $100, but I think he kind of just let it go.
Why?
I don't know. Probably because he realized, well, I paid a bunch for a bunch of the other ones, so we'll just kind of call it whatever. I don't know. Maybe he'll hit me up. I don't know. But I still owe money for this. I'm still coughing. Dude, I fucking laid in bed. I went right from work straight to the doctor. Right to the doctor. You
get a snake charmer.
And then I went straight to see me and me.
You should have went to go see a doctor.
What's I was saying? The doctor. The Doctor Strange, Dr. Marvel fans. Doctor
Strange.
Mrs. Lee.
Marvel fans.
Used to open the mail. But
You fucking change it every time you said it.
I know. I didn't know it. I don't even think, even if I knew it word for word, just because it's such a fucking, I'm doing an impression, it's hard to like, I still don't know if I would have really been able to keep myself from just kind of meandering.
All right.
But I knew that was going to be a pain in the ass for him. I felt bad. I'm like, fuck, it's going to be a nightmare to cut. But, oh, we had the sound guy come. Oh, this guy was such a fucking weirdo.
Who? Young Brad?
Yeah. Oh, my God, this guy.
He's like Favis. All right. You never met Favis? That guy was Favis.
Yeah, he wouldn't hold the boom. He had to sit in a chair. And then he'd come and put the chair, like, right in front of the fucking camera. Folks, like, what, guy, what are you doing? And then, like, he had to have all his room tone. And, like, he had everyone come back in the room. And he'd, like, say, he'd be like, scene 16, room tone, action. And then he'd say, I'm like, you're not directing anyone. This is room tone. Why do you keep saying action? He was just a slouch.
How much did you have to pay that guy?
Didn't help us with anything. $50.
All right.
But the other dude that came, the Fun or Die guy, the guy that bailed on us on fucking Uber, fucking kicked ass. This dude came out.
Yeah, that guy was pretty sweet.
Everyone
straight.
I've complained about, this is the exact dude more people should be. Like, I'm like, this guy's going to be fucking fine. Like, this guy's going to fucking make it because he has a work ethic and is hungry and actually work. He fucking busted ass.
He was curious.
Yeah, yeah, he was
about
into
things
it.
Like
yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, no, he was fucking great. I was happy he came. He helped a lot. He helped us break down and shit. But
you didn't pay him anything, huh? Downstairs.
No, but I mean, he'd never been on a set. He'd never touched one of those cameras, so he got paid in experience. Yeah,
that's what dude Bogues told me today, that he wants me, like, next time to direct one. I want you to, as well.
Wait, what?
He wants me to direct one? Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sakes. Okay.
If I have the...
Well, Bulks is the camera.
Oh, God damn it.
I want to fucking direct one bad.
Well, no, hey, before that, we have a word from...
What'd you do with your mic?
This is a shitty fart.
Yeah, so that happened. God, I didn't do shit this week. Fuck.
You're concerned about your trip and about fucking the shoot, man. Like, it happens.
Yeah, well, we're fucking 13 minutes in and I covered it all.
All right, well, it's a short one this week.
Yeah, see you guys next week. What else is there?
Nothing else? You didn't fuck any bitches? Nothing?
No, I don't fucking time. And the slob's up in San Francisco. On, like, vacation. I haven't seen her in fucking, it's been 2 weeks. I won't see her again for fucking 3.
Would you fuck Brianna?
Yeah, I would. I wouldn't, like, pursue it, or I wouldn't really make, you know, if it just happened, it'd be cool, but I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm going to try.
I saw her pussy twice.
Really?
Like, through underwear.
Yeah.
And it was decent.
Pots are borrowed. Yeah, I like her. She's fucking funny, man. She's a great stand-up. She's really fucking funny. She's one of the few fucking women comics ever.
Oh, man, I'd love to see her do stand-up, because, like, yeah, she's a fucking great actress.
She's funny. She really is. Yes, yeah, she's a fucking performer.
Like, the shit that she did, I was like, God damn, like, that's, like, very professional. Are you professional or not?
Yeah, she's been doing it a long time. She has been at it a long time.
What? How old is she?
I don't know, man. 20s? Mid-20s? Later 20s? 20, maybe 21?
Yeah, see? We should bring that up. We always say 19, 20. He actually says 20, 21.
And Reservoir Dogs we're talking about. Yeah. I don't know.
We've fucked that up for the past 180 episodes.
Daniel Tosh is like bouncing. He's popping into every club tonight.
What number is this? 198?
I think so. Yes.
197, 198?
Yeah. 198, which rhymes with great, which what this episode is not.
Yeah, it's not. But, you know, family's grieving.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'll take a fucking nosedive. Who knows?
Yeah, great.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be super. You see fucking Terminator is in the fucking... it did 26% at Rotten Tomatoes. My brother's like, all right, I'm going to go see Terminator. Like, all I've done is talk shit about this movie on Facebook, and he still asks me, am I going to go see it? I'm like, why would I go see fucking Terminator 5? And everyone's like, I read something like the director was mad because the advertising gave away
it's not Mick G.
some fucking plot twist in the thing. And I'm like, you could have a Sixth Sense fucking-esque quality of a plot twist, and you still couldn't save this piece of shit. I mean, how many fucking times can you show? Oh my god! Between this and Jurassic Park, it's fucking so embarrassing. Fucking stop! I can't believe how much money Jurassic World made. It was number one like 3 weeks in a row. That movie's a fucking monster.
Yeah.
Holy shit! I think they said it had the biggest opening fucking Friday opening ever. Crazy. That's how it goes.
Wait, the biggest Friday opening ever?
That's what they said. To date. I'm sure it'll be beat next week. That's why I can't keep up on these fucking things. They get beat every week.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, those guys too.
Yeah.
I'm sick of like the fucking, I don't know if you get this or not, but like in my feed on Instagram, because that's like the only social media I really have, they have like inked, quote unquote, inked models. You know, like the Suicide Girls or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But like whoever it is, like it's always inked models. Enough with the tattoos. Who gives a fuck anymore? Everybody has tattoos. Like why get them?
Because everyone's got them. Everyone wants to fucking fit in. Yeah, but
like
fuck
it. Like who cares? Like I don't
know.
That's
not how people think, unfortunately. They want to be like everybody else. Fucking God forbid you do something different. You want to be different!
If you're just like a normal, like hot, okay, all right.
If you're a mega babe.
If you're going to Mexico and you want to get a table and you have inked, no, I'm sorry. If you're just a Hispanic chick, be Hispanic chick. It's fine. I don't need you to have fucking Popeye and fucking anchor and shit on your arms. I don't care. Who cares? Enough. I'm just saying, like, enough of the tattoos.
Got it. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't care.
I don't mind that. This is a problem with a tattoo chick. When you meet them.
But don't put them on your fucking legs and shit. I like the tattoos they have. Your legs and everything.
Leagues.
Did I say it like that?
Yeah. The leagues. I like the tattoos they have. I like you, Daddy.
On the arms is fine with me.
I'm saying like the ones they already have when I meet them is fine. But then they keep getting more and they never stop. Then they're fucking covered head to toe. That's my beef. Like Cam, when I met her, she had a lot, but like I liked them. And then she covered her legs, her leagues, her fucking face.
Leagues.
Her fucking butt cheeks.
She has tattoos on her butt cheeks?
I'm fucking kidding, for fuck's sakes, but she's covered. It's fucking ridiculous.
Well, like, how would I know? I've never seen her butt cheeks. Come on,
man. There should be hands across them. There's going to be in a couple nights. Hands I just want to see her. I like her dog. I'm going to go fucking give her dog a hug.
What kind of dog?
Even though it sheds all over the fucking place. It's a bulldog.
Oh, man. Are you going to do like another emotional Luke breakdown moment?
For all the time I talk on here, you're just pay no attention. How many? I don't even want to see her. How many fucking times have I told you?
You're going to see her and you're going to have it.
No, I'm not. I haven't. I just. Oh, my God. You're the worst. You're the worst. You don't pay attention to anything. That's all I talk about. I just listened to the Arizona episode the other day. I'm like friends with her. I don't have those kind of fucking feelings for her anymore. I've said that like 100 times.
I know you have. I know.
That was I'm saying there's a chance. No, there's not. There's no fucking chance. Yeah. There's none.
All right.
I don't have that kind of feeling for her anymore. We've been broken up for 4 fucking years. It's not happened. I need something to drink. Hang on. My throat's all fucked up. All
right. You want some water? Say
something. I'm not going to drink out of your fucking water bottle, faggot.
Wait, I'm not sick.
You're the fucking sickest person I know.
Well, are you sick from the dick or is it the flu? Fucking A, man. I don't know, man. I think, like, if you go and you see her.
Talk about something else. This is just dumb.
All right.
What do you got? I pray you got fucking stuff to talk about.
Well, I mean, I got, like, Brandon's catfish pond, but that dick is annoying. Oh, well, we had a blackout at work. Yeah, like, the goddamn... It was about 5:30 on a Thursday. Everything blacks out. And I'm like, oh, son of a bitch. And then it kicks back on. I'm like, okay, cool. And, So I'm trying to reset everything. But once you do that, like, it takes a long time for everything to reset.
Long time to die from it.
Besides the kneecap, the gut is the... What did he say? Anyways. So, that happens, and I'm like, okay, so I'm trying to reset, like, the fucking embed system. Which is, you know, the video game system. And... I'm calling Dan, and he's not answering, so, like, I FaceTime him, and I get Dan, and he's, like, sitting, like, in his chair, like, in, like, some dark room. I'm like, oh, it's so creepy. It was just weird. He was like this. He was like, and it was just all, like, undershot, like, his whole, like, fucking two chins and shit. Trying to reset the goddamn thing, and, okay, it's working. Now, Doggy comes in. He's like, oh, buddy, I know how to do that. I'm like, okay, cool. Well, show me. And he comes upstairs, and, like, he's trying to show me how to, like, reset the thing. Because there's, like, a box that you have to fuck with. And I'm like, okay. So we're doing it, and then boom, another blackout. This one lasts half an hour. This is as leagues are bowling. And I'm like, God damn it. Like, I'm like, oh,
and they were standing on their leagues to bowl.
So... I'm like, I'm kind of waiting on it, like, to call before I say, like, hey, we're not going to do this. I call the other league, and I'm like, hey, we're probably not going to be able to bowl tonight, man, because we're waiting half an hour. We got another half an hour for the shit to boot up. Blah, 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 this and that. And he's like, okay. So he cancels his league. It's on Thursday. And, so finally, I'm like, all right, we're done. We're done for the night. Like, guys, we're not going to bowl. Like, I'm like, nope. Scott.
I wish I had a sound machine, and I had the drop from Forrest Gump. And she's like, well, I thought it was a great story, and you told it so well. Such enthusiasm, the old lady at the end.
I know it sucks.
I wish we had a fucking drop.
I'm sorry, bud. But anyways, so I had to cancel the fucking leagues. And then, like, it's like Froggy and Homegirl. That's my two guys that are there. And I'm like, all right, you guys can go home. And then Homegirl comes over here. And he's like, oh, I want to hang out with Piss tonight. So Piss is coming over. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, you guys got to fucking be quiet, man, because Luke wants to sleep. Were we quiet?
The only one I fucking hear is you.
Yeah.
With your fucking voice. And my head is right on the other side of this wall. Yeah,
and I try to be quiet too.
Like, kind of fucking voice.
Yeah, it carries.
I come on the desert. There's like 6 fucking people here. It's like you, Masha, Little Cheese, fucking homegirl. These people have a combined age of my age. I'm like, this is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah,
fuck's sakes.
They're
all gonna sit there and be quiet. I'm like, cool. So now I look like the fucking asshole to get here at 11 o'clock on a fucking like Thursday night. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm going to bed in like fucking 40 minutes.
Pissing Little Cheese. They're just like making out on the couch the whole time. I'm like.
Yeah, they're fucking, they're like 18 years old.
I'm like, all right.
What do they do?
I should. But then Little Cheese is like telling me about like how she fucks all these guys and stuff.
Yeah,
I'm
she's
like,
16. 17. No shit.
17.
Okay, well, there you go. That's what you do at that age.
So she says, she's like, well, Brandon, how old are you? Like 29? I'm like, no, I'm 33. And she's like, oh, you're 2 years younger than my mom.
That's I'm fucking like, awesome. Oh. I bet her mom's hot.
And okay, what was Brandon's first comment? Is she single?
Nice. Her eyes even slightly slanted.
Are they a little bit? Yeah. A little bit slanted?
I don't care if she looks like a butler from a James Bond movie. I'll still fuck her. Here it comes.
A butler from a James Bond.
I'm psyched for the net one. Looks cool. Fucking Spectre. That looks fucking red.
Yeah.
And then who's the bad guy? It's, oh, shit. They got a good somebody good. Oh, fuck. I forgot who the villain is. Somebody that I really like. Was it fucking Fassbender? I don't know. I don't know, but whoever it is, I like it.
No, I thought, yeah, I thought it was Fassbender.
Is it? No, I don't
Banana
think
Bender.
I think it's a British guy. But whoever it is, I like him. Well, how many is. More times am I going to say that? They're making a new transporter movie, and now they don't it's like rebooted and it's not fucking Jason Statham anymore. Oh, it's somebody else.
Why? Who cares? Why would
know.
They do that?
I don't know. You know who loves those movies? Transporter's awesome. I fucking hate. They're so bad. He loves Jason Statham. That guy does nothing but just garbage action movies that I can't sit through 5 minutes of. I didn't want him in a building. So, everybody, how about that gay rights fucking marriage getting passed? Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. I don't know.
I don't see what the big deal is. I mean, but we've been out here.
I heard nothing about it. I woke up one day and they're like, okay, gay marriage is legal. It's fucking nationwide. And I was like, I didn't hear one goddamn thing leading up to it. I was like, okay, Jesus. You think there's a little bit more fanfare for a landmark fucking Supreme Court decision? I was make a fucking Supreme Court incision with my fucking knife. Let those faggies get married. And I'm fucking, my son's a faggot. I'll fucking throw him in the river. That little fucking prick. I'll stick a fucking screwdriver in his ass. I'm like, you like that? That's what your fucking
if future husband's gonna do. If it wasn't for you, I'd be in that fucking river.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. I think I got a sore throat. I think I got sick from doing John Taffer on the last episode. I woke up the next day, my throat was all scratchy.
You didn't get sick from doing that.
And my throat was all scratchy. That's always how it starts. We're out of toilet paper, too, by the way.
All right.
And besides, Floyd smoked the last page of the letter.
I'll get some.
Cool. I'll get some fucking vajayjay. I don't have any puss lined up. I had one kind of fat chick that's wanted to fuck since, like, the last time I went, like 4 years ago, and had my cam nervous breakdown that Brandon fucking still talks about.
You're going to have it again.
No, I'm not. Good. You're so fucking dumb. But she, like, she dyed her hair. Yeah. I don't know, Annie. I think it's shaping up that I'm going to go to the fucking beach. On the day of the 4th, I'm going to the beach with Arge. This is the tentative plan. And then maybe stopping by Turbo's house. And then going to Culpa's house for the camping thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I got no choice.
It sucks because Scott's having this kick-ass party.
I know. I'm fucking so bummed. I'd love to go to that. I'm like, shit. There's something actually going on here this year.
And I'm like, I'm out of work at 2. Like, it's going to be awesome. It's awesome.
Electric Boogaloo. Yeah, I'm bummed I'm missing that. I'm going to miss this fucking Thanksgiving, too. I'm going to Florida for Thanksgiving.
Are you really?
Yep.
Why?
Because the fucking woman who gave birth to me lives all right, down there.
All right.
You fuck. I gotta go down there and fucking give her a big fucking wet one. I'm like, shave that mustache, you fucking bitch.
Did your mom cook? Is she a good cook?
I don't remember. My grandma used to do most of the cooking. She sucked. She was a bad cook.
Your grandma sucked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wasn't good at it. But I think my mom can make lasagna really good. She makes Italian shit good. Yeah, she can cook a turkey. Yeah, she always make good Thanksgiving food. But not like the fucking Murphs. Those Midwesterners, those son of a bitches could fucking cook.
That fucking chicken they had last, like 2 weeks ago, holy shit, was it good.
Yeah.
I could eat the whole goddamn thing myself.
Him and Tom's a fucking, Tom knows how to cook some shit too.
Yeah, but Tom's a faggot.
Yeah. You're gonna get, this group text is gonna happen.
Oh boy.
Brandon, call me faggot, fucking scumbag piece of shit.
Yeah, I know. He's been on me lately. What is with that?
I don't know. He's probably trying to give you a tough love.
Eh. Makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it, but...
You get it, but you don't get it. You don't hear it. I get it, but I don't get it. You don't hear it, Tom. You're not listening. I can hear it, Tommy.
Yeah, he's a fucking scumbag. Fuck Tom.
Yeah.
The guy won't come on the fucking podcast because, like, it's going to ruin his career. Like, what are you going to be, the fucking mayor, dude? No,
he always says that I won't be good, it won't be funny. That's what I always hear out of him. He, like, thinks he's... But it's like, Tom, you don't have to, like... We're not just going to hand you the mic and, like, we're going to go fucking have a beer. You know? It's like, you just hang out and fucking jump in whenever you want.
Yeah.
Maybe the 200th episode we'll actually have Tom. We'll get a few words from Tree Man.
There's no way that's going to happen.
He might. I don't know. That's pretty epic, 200.
Well, it's coming up soon.
Yeah, it's coming up roses.
Fuck. So you're going to... Oh, man, you're going to be gone until Tuesday?
Well, I should have been gone. Tuesday night. Late.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Then I leave the next week. Okay, so I'm going to ask you for a favor. Well, I've already...
Don't forget to get the mail when I'm gone either. It's going to pile up and I'm going to fucking be pissed.
Okay. The day I got to go to the airport, can you give me a ride and then just go to work?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. Can we kiss?
What time's the flight? Is it, like, in the morning?
Yeah, it's an early one.
How early?
Like, 8.
Oh, okay.
So I gotta get there by, like...
Oh, motherfucker, really? God damn it.
Yeah.
You're a fucking piece of poo-poo. Yeah.
You shave your armpits, Dougie?
Nope. Well, I haven't lately.
But you have in the past.
Well, yeah.
This is like a trimmer or like a fucking Bic?
I use your beard trimmer slash fucking Asian bush fucking trimmer.
By the way, she shaved it off.
All the way?
Yeah.
Yeah. She used to have a Fu Manchu. Now she's got a fucking...
Now she's bald, yeah.
Yeah. Says she's from the hood, but she lives inside the valley.
Ooh. I had another one of Brandon's catfish ponds coming tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you saw her. She's right there.
No, I didn't. I saw someone's... I saw shirt and pants. I didn't see the fucking face. I thought it was stupid Veronica.
No. No, see, I don't really talk to her anymore.
Oh, shut up.
I really don't. I honestly don't.
But you... Next week, I guarantee you will. She'll hit you up and you'll fucking say hi.
Yeah, of course it will.
If a month goes by and you don't, then maybe I'll buy it. I don't know, Joe. I don't buy it.
Mm.
If she showed... It's not a catfish if she showed up and it was her.
Well, it's got called... Because I wanted...
No,
like,
because you sent him a picture of all the loose angel.
I wanted the
loose angel. I know, but it doesn't make sense. If you show him all these super hot chicks that are like, hey, I want to come over and fuck, and then like they never... That's a catfish because it's obviously not a real fucking person. God damn all of you. It's like Maymays.
Yeah. I got the thumbs up for this chick, though. Everybody kind of likes her.
Well, that's the important part.
And you're missing out, too, man. Like, I'm bringing a fucking first date to the goddamn pool party on Saturday.
Well, if she shows up. I've had that happen many times.
She will.
All right.
Wait and see, Doug. I'm going 4-4. I need to fuck. No, I really don't.
You just fucking got laid last night.
No, you didn't.
There's a fucking girl's shoes here.
Damn, that was Asian Point 5. We didn't fuck.
Oh, God. You did. I know you fucked the chick. Why don't you just admit it?
I did not. I cannot fuck that chick. Her pussy. I'm telling you.
I'm not wearing that.
Is like tighter than this
costume.
The top of this, man. Like it's ridiculous.
No, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Tom is saying he touched his water bottle where the cap goes. I was talking to a chick. Well, mine completely bailed. She was supposed to come hang out, but I was talking to this chick on Tinder. She's fucking cute too. And she knew, she's like, oh my God, you're the guy that made Gay Batman. And she was like a huge fan of him. I was like, wow, it's the first time this ever happened. But again, no pussy. Never got laid from any artistic thing I have ever done. Not a fucking ounce of vagina in what, 5 years straight has ever materialized for it. Awesome. Only me.
Yeah, no, but it's not like you're like fucking Colin Farrell, like.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm trying to augment it by doing something that usually gets everyone else pussy, but not me. Marvel Comics rule, you pussy. Oh, you were gone for that one. For the prank call. I was like, this is Peter Parker.
Where did he have you sit for that one?
On the couch. On the same couch we were already set up. I was supposed to be standing. Like, there's just a white wall behind you. I'm like, so who cares? So what?
He was very into, like, the white wall.
Well, in this one scene we shot in the office, he needed to pants on the wall, so he hung up like a flannel shirt. I'm like, what the fuck is this? This looks like a fucking lumberjack office. It's supposed to be a fucking president's office. I was like, God damn it. I wasn't up there, so I was getting my makeup taken off. I couldn't see any of this stuff. I just leave it in their hands, and then I see it after, but it's too late. There's nothing I can do about it.
I don't understand why you hated Kirk so much on Jay, on Jay's show.
Because he sucked. He was trying to, because he was just trying to, like, outwit him, because Jay's just, like, trying to be funny. But then Kirk just, he's just not funny like that. I don't know. I don't think that's why he doesn't do a lot of podcasts. I don't know. I don't think he was, I thought he was fucking bored the shit out of me. I like when he talks about real stuff, or, like, breaks down, you know, tough stories, or, like actually gets into, like you know, comedy and how to tell a joke. I love all that kind of shit, but I don't know. It was like fucking improv 101. It was just back and forth.
Yeah.
But he wasn't, Jay can do that. Kirk can't. That could, I don't think he can. I thought it sucked.
But Jay also has his wife on, like you said, like.
What the fuck? What is he doing?
He's the only person who thinks she's
Jay,
funny.
Jay, fucking, God almighty. I understand you're crazy about him, but fucking separation of church and state here, motherfucker. Same thing with Bill. I listened to his fucking podcast today. And, the fucking Nia gets on, and she's, oh my God, she's such a fucking.
I thought you used to like her.
She's such a crybaby. I did, but I think I like turned a corner. I think she's really got her fucking claws in him, and like, she used to kind of seem like she dialed it back. But now she's all. I heard, like, last week, he's like, oh, I play a game in the car, but he can't play with Nia because he gets in trouble. Because she gets offended that he has a game called Old Person or Asian when he passes a shitty driver. He's like, oh, well, she gets mad. I'm like, that's offensive to her. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, oh, that's rude. You shouldn't do that. You're mean to people. It's like, your fucking husband is Bill Burr. His job is to complain and fucking make fun of people. Like really? You can't? Then what the fuck are you with him for?
Who do you like better, pain in the ass. Bill Burr or Florentine?
Oh, Bill.
Yeah. The last Florentine was pretty funny, but I know you're like sick of like
that,
those.
That one didn't. Yeah, that one with him and Dean did nothing for me. Just all he did was talking about fucking rock again. But, yeah.
But I thought you liked rock music.
No, I don't like fucking. I don't like Quiet Riot and classic rock and shit. What other like vague notions do you have about me that I've
laid out? That you're homosexual
in detail on fucking 190 episodes.
But you like guys.
They like rock. Okay, fucking Grandpa Brandon. I thought you liked that rock music.
No, I'm saying I fuck. I listen to the music that you fucking play, and like it seems like you like.
Yeah, does it sound like the stuff that Dean and Jim Florentine, who host Vet Metal Show, are talking about? Come on, mister.
I would think that, yeah.
It's not. Yeah, fucking Dead Guy and Coalesce. Yeah, that's their bands. Fucking kill
I bet they'd like it.
No, they wouldn't. That's too heavy for me. They're old fucking school guys. They listen to fucking Judas Priest and Kiss. Fucking like a bunch of fags.
Fuck Kiss. Kiss sucks, man.
Come on, everybody!
That's something I wanted to bring up.
No, it wasn't.
By the way, like, what was one of like your favorite bands that you...
Just stop.
A song that you've heard that later on you felt a different way about. That's such a Teeth delivery. But, like, today was, like, Rearview Mirror for me. Like, I even texted you. Like, I heard the song.
That lit up my day.
I heard the song a million fucking trillion times. But I, like, today I heard it and I was like, holy fuck. Like, I really, like, responded to the lyrics of it. Do you have one, like, or...
No.
Nothing that, like... I don't know. I guess with rock songs, I kind of just listen to, like, the drums and, like...
A question would have made more sense if you said, what's a song that you didn't used to like and then you liked it way later on in your life?
But I'm saying I always liked Rearview Mirror. I just never really gave a shit about the lyrics.
Well, that wasn't the question, but... Well, I don't get the lyrics. It's very vague to me. I don't know.
It's not.
All right.
No, he's saying, like, he's leaving a chick behind, like, in the Rearview Mirror, and he saw things and he thought much clearer. That's what the whole.
Just in case you want to know, Dick Cheney is the world's biggest asshole. That was the only time I heard Kirk laugh in that entire fucking thing. Was when Jay did Eddie Vedder and Kirk. You never hear that guy laugh ever. He never laughs at anything.
I don't. I don't.
He's like, you don't see any advertisements anywhere. He's like, yeah, that's why his ticket was $20,000.
Yeah, what was he bitching about? God, he was saying about how they won't have any sponsors for their tour, so like it costs more money for like people like Pearl Jam to do a concert.
Yeah.
Because they won't have Bud Light or fucking StubHub be like a sponsor.
Who gives a shit? Who gives the Jay ran fucking circles around Kirk, man. I was like, God damn it. But then on the comedy one with him and Rick Ingram was great. The Comedy Store one was fucking awesome. But I think he was more in his element there. Donnie Ronnie element.
Well, Jake can hang, dude. I mean, especially since he does like a 3-hour show every day now.
Yeah.
You know, like that's tough, like to hang with somebody like that. Like regardless of the show, like if you sat
there, bro, so he can hang.
If you did a show for like 3 hours, man, like, you know, it'd be tough. Like you know, you
got trying to do a show for 1 hour and it's fucking tough right now. Next one will be good though, because at least I'll have
fucking a better trip.
Well, they'll have 4th of July stories and shit. It'll be better.
So who's this guy we're gonna have on today? His name is Towns.
Michael Towns. You fucking invite him on, dickface. You don't want to tell him about it.
No, he invited himself on. He asked me to come on the show.
He didn't even know that we had a podcast.
I'm not even fucking around that he actually invited himself.
What the fuck was that?
It's my new noise.
Don't ever do that again.
No. He said, he's like, hey, so can I come on your guys' podcast? I'm like, yeah, you can do that. I'm like, I don't know how he knows about it or whatever. I thought you would, like, maybe told him or something.
I don't know. Anyway, sooner or later, we'll have Michael Towns on. It'll probably be really weird.
It's been bad now.
Yeah. That's why I kind of want him on today. I'm like, well, at least it'll be a third person. We'll have some fucking... Because I didn't have a hell of a lot of shit going on. Those are always good for having a
guest. You don't have, like, No, you already told me. You don't have anything lined up for Buffalo.
What, girl? What?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah, but that might be, like, one of the best times because, like...
I don't really care. I'm really just weaning myself off the whole. I just don't have the fucking. If it happens, it happens. But as far as like, really like working to pursue anything, I just don't give a shit. I could just have.
Oh man, I wish I had that.
I got too much other stuff to do. I'm just like whatever.
Man, I listen back to like old episodes and I just hear the shit that you're saying. This is like when I was with Shauna. And I hear the shit that you're saying about, like, the things that were happening with Plenty of Fish or OK Cupid, whatever it is. And, like, every fucking thing is happening to me that you talked about. And it just is, like, frustrating. I'm like, God damn it. You know, like, I should have just listened to you and not done any of this.
You don't listen to anything anyone ever tells you, ever. So what?
Well, that's not true. Difference?
It's mostly true.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
I do.
Sure you do. But yeah. Well, I know. It sucks. Bullshit.
I don't know, man. I had a really fucking... I had a hard week of dealing with Shauna shit. I haven't fucking seen her. Haven't talked to her in like fucking...
Yeah, you broke up. That's what happens.
4 months. Yeah, I know. And like, I guess I'm... Some part of my head, I'm like, that I can't get over it. I don't know.
Well, yeah, breaking up is hard to do, as they say.
No shit. But I'm saying, like, it's been sitting there for some reason. And then, you know, it's like, I know she's fucking Stern, and they're together and everything.
Ooh, Robin. I'm banging this Thai chick. I can't do Robert's.
All right. But, like, you know, when it actually comes to fruition, like, that, it fucking bums me out. You know?
Yeah, it sucks. Well, you were with her 3 years. It's...
I mean, fucking, yeah, it's... And like, because in my head, I don't care about now, but, like, well, we were fucking them when we were together? You know, like, that's what I think. That's where my head goes to.
Well, you don't know that, though.
No, I know I don't know that, but I'm saying is that's where my mind goes to, is, like, that thought.
Well,
like,
you know, you should do drink a whole bunch, and it'll make the thoughts go away.
It hasn't helped. Huh. I don't know, man. Like, it just... But they're two simple people. Like, I'm sure you've talked to Stern before.
I've said about 9 words to that guy ever.
Okay. And I'm sure you said 9 times. Words to Shauna before. Like, they're two just, like, simple...
I don't fucking doubt it, but
They're just simple in, like, hey, do you want to get Burger King? Okay. Like, that's the conversation that they have. That's okay. That's fine. Like, I understand.
I love,
like,
Burger King.
I know. But, like, I'm a different kind of guy than that. Like, I'm not saying I'm complex. I'm saying I'm more complicated. Like, I'm a pain in the ass. You know, like, I get it. I fucking absolutely get it. But, like, I don't even feel bad for the guy because he should know what he's getting himself into.
Because yeah, some fucking tight fucking Filipino pussy guy.
Thai.
I knew I was fucking up without saying it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I mean, I didn't mean it. I doubt that. I doubt they're not doing it.
Oh, yeah, they are.
I probably maybe mutual masturbation, playing with yourself.
All right, come on, Zook, you're hitting it. Do you have any plans of like doing like an open mic back in Buffalo?
There's only like one fucking mic in the whole city, pretty much. Where's one or two? Healing? I don't know. Yeah, I doubt it. I think it's on like Tuesday or something.
I'm gonna go to RJ's restaurant when I go back.
I'm gonna go to Alice's restaurant. Alice's restaurant. You hear a fucking stupid song? It's like 9 minutes long. Takes a long time to listen to it. I'm talking days.
Aside from the kneecap.
Medicine. Hang on.
Talk amongst yourself.
All right. I got a fart. Hang on.
Brandon's a faggot.
All right, Brandon isn't a faggot.
Ooh, I can't wait to fucking smell it.
It's not that bad. So Brandon isn't a faggot. Like I've been watching a lot of porno lately.
Oh, every fucking week.
Well, what do you want me to do, man? Do you not?
No, talk about something fucking.
Well, you said Brandon's a faggot, so I'm trying to goddamn defend myself.
It was a fucking joke, you dumb fucking cunt.
Oh, I thought we were doing a thing. Ugh. When I was in high school, I think senior year, there was this kid. I don't know if I talked about this or not, but there was this kid, and he was kind of like a weirdo. Like, they used to have, like, now they have inclusion. Inclusion means, like, the slow people are in the exact same class that you're in. Well, this kid, they were in, like, the romper room, we used to call it. You know, so for like the slope, was your brother in that?
I don't know. He was five fucking years younger than me. I don't know what the fuck he did. Probably, right. No, he was in a rap room, but he had all kinds of. He's all fucked up. And look at the fucking guy. All
right. So, this, whatever his kid's name was, I think it was like Josh. No, not your brother, but whatever his name was. Anyways, he would. They'd be in the romper room all day. And the romper room, like, was just special needs kids who would. You know, they try to help out, but they include them into like lunch and gym and shit.
And so we gotta fucking do it.
So during lunch, instead of sitting with all my friends, the whole year I sat with this kid. Like he was just by himself, so I went and sat by him. And every day he talked about the movie Species. Okay. He loved the movie Species, and he'd like break it down to me about like how Natasha Henstridge, or whatever her name is, would, like, change and, like, why that works and why... Like, I mean, the guy was sort of like... He must have had ass hot dogs or something. Like, he was, like, right on
point. Tell you what. You know, I was in that... I can't even do Manson anymore. I was in that movie. Oh, fuck. I can't even... I don't even know how to talk.
Give me Manson.
I can't... I just tried. I can't do it anymore. I remember Michael Manson. He was in that movie.
Michael
Manson. I got dragged to see that at the Holiday Showcase. It was like... Folks.
Species?
Yeah, and a whole bunch. There was nothing else to do on a Friday night. I so did not want to see this fucking movie. And that's where everyone was going. I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'll go. It's either that or sit home. So I went, and it was fucking so bad. Like 10 minutes in, I'm like, this fucking movie sucks.
That's what I said about Avengers 2.
No, you're nuts. There was no Species.
Species wasn't bad. I mean, it's bad. It's bad. Yeah, no,
it's very critically
acclaimed.
It's up there with Blade Runner.
It's bad. But I'm saying, like, it's not...
It's fucking
It's not
terrible.
B-movie bad. It's just like...
Yes, it is. It's a total B-movie. The chick's naked through the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, she's hot, though.
That's what a fucking B-movie is, jerk off. Jesus.
Do you think she had nice tits?
I don't remember, man. It was like 20 fucking years ago.
Man.
I don't know.
She's fucking hot, doggy. Anyways, so he always talked about her tits and everything. And like how like it made a difference to the movie. And I'm like, cool, man. And all my friends were like, why don't you come like sit with us? And I'm like, no, I like this guy, Josh, or whatever his name was. And I'm like, no, I'm gonna hang out with him.
Is it the real story is you got kicked out of those kids' table and you had to sit with
them? Nope.
Because Hoppy moved
nope.
in?
Nope. This is when I was a senior. Hoppy wasn't there.
Yeah. Hoppy was in my grade and he failed. He was supposed to be graduate with me.
Yeah, because he was
fine. He failed fourth grade. That was the class
I had. A little five. But, anyways, so yeah, this kid would fucking, I mean, every day we would talk about Species. Then, after the first semester, I was like, oh, I hope he has like a different lunch. Nope, still there. Wrong. And
he was like, hey, I'm just
now
seeing
he got into Species too. And I'm like, all right, man.
Electric Boogaloo.
let me know about Species too. As I'm eating my two hot pretzels and cheese, because that was what they fucking served as like a good meal. at the fucking DPU school district.
They had the spaghetti. That was pretzel, the shit.
Hot pretzels.
Spaghetti.
Taco day.
Little,
taco day.
Remember they give you that little calendar? They have a calendar that of the month and it had every fucking day and what days the food, what food it was?
Two hot pretzels and cheese and a chocolate milk. That's not fucking healthy.
That wasn't the only thing they served. That's what
you got. No, that was a day. That was a day in the month.
No, that was like the featured shift. They always had other stuff to eat. You're fucking, you're talking crazy now.
Taco day was a jam, though.
I don't care about I don't remember the tacos. I remember the fucking bagels for breakfast. Ooh.
Oh, my God. Yes. Those are fucking yes, bomb. Yes. Come on. Give me one. Give me a pump.
Get the fuck out of here.
Come on. No.
I'm good with the pump.
Remember when they used to remember they used to make, like, pizza bagels, but, like, they weren't the good ones that you buy from the store. They were, like, the ones they made.
No.
They're fucking rad.
Between now and the next time I'm on here, I'll have eaten a bunch of good pizza. Fuck, I can't wait.
Cocksucker, that sounds awesome. What are you planning on eating, doggy? You're going to have like a sub.
I told you, chicken finger sub from Picasso's is like number one.
Oh.
I miss Grosso's. I have to go to Grosso's this time and get a piece. I'm real excited about that. You should have saw the piece of pizza this guy got at the fucking dead homeless derelict 7-Eleven by my work. It was fucking, it looked like a scab that was on it. It looked like a scab that was on a dinosaur. I mean, the thing was disgusting. It looked like it had been sitting in there for a week. It was I'm like, you're going to eat that? Oh, it was fucking so gross.
You're not joking about the bums, too. Because you've been telling me about that. And, like, I walked to the 7-Eleven twice. And, like, both times, there's just, like, a
it was this giant, it's a fucking Washington Lincoln by
just,
the beach.
It's just like bums and like
crazy filthy
weird
bums.
People. Like,
dozens of them.
Troll told me like he went down there and like some weird guy broke down every beer to him. And why
you you're talking about that. Yeah, they gave him something like a tour of the fucking
why you should get it or why you shouldn't get it. Based on price and like alcohol percentage. I'm like, well, that's future Brandon.
Yeah. That's fucking present day Brandon. What do you want future? If by future you mean 1 hour from now, yes.
Well, what time is it? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they just made Quantum Leap with Brandon.
What's that guy's name?
Sam.
No.
Oh, Sam. Ziggy's all messed up, but it would always be Dean Stockwell.
What's that fucking guy's name?
Scott Bakula.
Like, oh, yeah, Scott Bakula. What the fuck has that guy done in a while?
Fucking retired.
Besides,
he did Star Trek, some Star Trek show after that.
Necessary Roughness.
He did Star Trek for a while. I like Necessary Roughness.
What?
It's stupid, but I like it.
No, he's good.
It's not good.
What's her name? Kathy Ireland is in it. Remember when she was like the hottest shit in the world?
Do you know what her real name is?
What?
Kathy Scotland.
I hate you.
She changed it for showbiz purposes.
You're the fucking worst.
Yeah. Just like my name is actually Kirk Wolf. But I changed to Fox because people like a fox. They're a little bit more approachable. You can pet them. A wolf, it'll bite your hand off. All right, and I can't. No more. I'll stop. Come on. Ugh, fucking guy. Ugh. I love that I can just turn that mic off. I saw a fucking chick, you know, speaking in homeless place over there. Mr. Homeless Man is an insult. Over by my work. I was fucking Uber driving, and I'm sitting there at the red light at Washington Lincoln, by the bus stop where most of them cavort. And this fucking this lady had, it looked like it said, I don't know what it said, but the top of her shirt just said "fuck" in giant letters. And then she's standing there like with her daughter who's like 5, and I'm like, oh, it's so fucking embarrassing. Like, what a piece of shit! You really go out there with a giant like "fuck off" or whatever's on your shirt with your fucking child? What the fuck? I want to get on fucking slap her in the face. Like, why don't you get a fucking hold of yourself, dumb bitch? No, I mean, she looked like she was some kind of working class hoe. I mean, she was getting on the fucking bus to go to fucking some kind of fucking shit job. But I was like, you fucking ignorant cunt. Yeah, cool. But your kids are going to be a fucking superstar with that fucking attitude.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I get why all the bums are down by the beach, but, like, fuck, you weren't lying, man. Like, that's, like, the most bum.
I call it the Trail of Tears. It's just, it smells like fucking piss all down there.
Chris.
What? Did you call me? That's my Chris impression.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, at least he's getting fucking ass. We're not.
Yeah, well, he's a fucking, you know. I didn't when I was 19.
I didn't either.
I did
man.
My best in my early to mid 20s is when I fucking that's when I hit my stride.
Mine was like 26 and now 33.
Yours was like 26 for like one summer.
What's that?
Yours was like 26 for like a summer.
Well, yeah, you're not going to be the same age for two summers.
No, I'm saying like that was it. You said like from 26 to like...
No. And I'm saying like 33 right now, like I'm killing it, son.
Yeah, dude.
Got some real killing fucking, with these Asian Point 5.
Yeah, some fucking real lingerie models traipsing through. Really, it's like a fucking Drake video.
Oh, come on, dude.
Okay, oh, sorry, I lied. They're all hot.
No, they're not. You add them all up, dog. Like, maybe they're a 10.
No, no way.
No, you add them all up.
Maybe they're a 10. You know? That girl's come in, walk through the door. I'm like, yo, my room's that way.
You want to stand in my corner?
Yeah, like a horse. Fuck, I'm so bummed I didn't get to do that joke. God damn it. I really wanted to impersonate.
Just do it in the air.
There's a fucking Vice article about Addison Fitzgerald. I was like, what the fuck is this? Open mic! Fucking guy.
Yeah, I hate that guy. Yeah. Is it my song of the week or no?
Yeah. No, it's yours.
Can I just do...
Let's do a fucking funeral dirge. For this fucking episode.
Can I do a rearview mirror or no?
Why would you ask me permission what song you can use?
I don't know.
You're a fucking... Have some fucking balls. Why is it such a fucking pushover?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, because we talked about it.
No, so that's not just what you're saying. You asked me permission for that fucking song. Why would you do that?
All right, fuck it. Rearview mirror.
Okay, there you go. Be a fucking man. Fuck.
There you go.
Fucking pussy.
Fucking, I did it.
God almighty. Yeah, after I fucking beat the shit out of you.
Ugh. My, like, what do you call your new character?
You got some flat feet.
You beating me down?
Why is your feet so fucking flat? It's like a piece of fucking toast. Mine got a fucking big nasty, my arch is awful, but you got like, your feet look like slipper bottoms.
Yeah.
You have like no arch to your foot, really.
Is that a bad thing?
I mean, I don't know if they don't hurt you, because mine are in constant pain.
No, I have nice feet, though.
What the fuck? Yeah, I love when they stomp around the apartment fucking day and night. I can hear them a fucking...
Well, that's not because of Henry Hill's fucking carpentry.
It's not... I don't make fucking noise when I walk. You fucking stomp around in here like a jerk.
Okay. All right. All right.
That's right. Okay. Anyways, right. Brandon has really flat feet.
I do. No, they're flat.
Mine are all fucking veiny. What ugly fucking feet I have.
Mine are on the side. Like, I don't know. Like, it, all right.
How veiny. Look at that shit. It looks like an alien's fucking fist.
Yeah, it's gross.
Disgusting.
Ew.
That's disgusting.
Oh, those feet are fucking gross.
You call those feet?
When you walk on the beach, like, how are your imprints?
It looks like the fucking creature of the Black Lagoon got out and traipsed around. And chased
the
dame. Yeah, because
mine are all on the side, like on the, by your little toe. I walk like on the side like that. It's called an overpronator.
Even back door little toe.
It's a overpronator. You're like a... regular pronator.
Yeah?
And a little fag.
All right. Well, we fucking... we've coasted on fumes. We just fucking... we just sullied that jet into the fucking East River.
Holy shit.
Everyone made it out alive, but, you know, the plane sunk and everyone lost their luggage.
Oof, that was rough.
Yeah. Well, I should have... You know what? It's my fault, because I had a bunch of shit and I should have wrote it down and I didn't. I could have brought that one Cracked article I saw. It was fucking great about people that got out of crimes or something. That, what's his name? Chris Laxamana last week from Corolla had, did I talk about this? He had his bank robber on. It was fucking really cool. The guy talking about, he got away with it. He fucking turned himself in. This asshole.
Why?
He robbed like $5 because he was convinced that he would have got caught for it eventually somehow. And that he just had a kid. And that if he turned himself in, they would have went easier on him. And he could get his time done quicker while his kid was like an infant. And
what a fucking penis.
I know. I think he only got like 5 years, 4 or 5 years. But he wouldn't have, I'm like, dude, how would you have gotten caught? You did it. All you had to do was not do it anymore. I don't know. It was weird because he was really dumb, but he was also really smart. It was odd. But it was a fucking cool episode. Resume. With you want to listen to another fucking podcast just to cleanse your palate after this one. Go to.
Yeah, go listen to something good.
Yeah.
Isn't this.
That guy from that documentary, The 7-5, I was talking about, but that super corrupt cop, he fucking DM'd me on Reddit and was like, hey, thanks for the shout out. Because I started a thread on the ONA, because he was on ONA, and then I put a thing on the ONA Reddit saying, like, I just saw 7-5 last night, it's fucking amazing. It actually got, it did pretty well. I got like 50 replies and shit, nice, but yeah, he hit me up. He's like, thanks, man. Then we were like kind of going back and forth. I'm like, you're did they fucking cast anybody in it? And he's like, not yet. But I'm telling you, as soon as that thing comes out, if you see it on Netflix, you got to watch it. So it was fucking so good. I would totally watch it again.
Oh, fuck. Should you play the regular song or like a live version?
I don't know. It's your song.
All right. I'm asking an opinion.
What am I, your vibe manager?
I'm asking an opinion.
No, play the regular one.
All right.
This one's called Rearview Mirror. That's why I wanted
to play like a live version.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, we really fucking sputtered on this one.
Well, you know.
Not a lot happened.
It didn't. I mean, you could have thought of something or looked up.
I talked about shit.
I mean, you could have found something, you know, some kind of topic to bring in.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Talked about species.
Okay, that was good. That was like 6 minutes.
Okay.
And that you just happened to come up with that. You didn't bring that ready.
No, I had it. I had it on my phone.
No.
Come on, man. You're going to be like that.
Yeah, you do. You know, you could come in with, find something.
I do, but you said that people are sick of me talking about
the fucking... Yes, I know you talk about the same thing every week. I'm talking about, like, finding something else.
But you talked about Plenty of Fish for how many fucking weeks? How many
outside of your comfort zone.
How many weeks did you talk about Plenty of Fish?
That's not the same thing you're talking about. That's something like it happening in the world. It doesn't have to be...
You're not hearing what
something that happens between here and, you know, fucking pins.
Okay. How many weeks...
Okay, and how entertaining were those? And did things happen on those dates... They didn't take place within fucking 90 feet of the apartment. I went out on dates and things happened and I had funny things to say about it.
I went on
them.
Two dates this week. I fucked two chicks.
Okay.
I had a whole story about it. But you tell me people are bored of them, so I don't
people, fuck. Yeah, because it's the same every week. You're like, oh, fuck this chick. I didn't come. I like her and she doesn't like me back.
All right. Well, you don't think they're bored of your fucking stories of the exact same fucking thing? I fucked Slob and she pissed my mouth.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly what. And I spent the whole 25 minutes telling those stories. And that happened every week. Faggot.
All right.
Whatever. Start looking for stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
At least bring like one thing.
Hopefully it's your death certificate.
Try to find fucking... Well, next week will be fine.
I hope so. Because... All right.
What?
I go to talk about the exact same shit you've talked about for 180 episodes.
Yeah, I make it fun. I make them entertaining. But mine were fun to talk about. I had comedic
because
angles.
Because you think it's entertaining. Yeah. I could try
you
to do it, but
listen back and tell me how funny they are, dummy. Well, then if nothing happened, how many times did I go on a date and I said, oh, nothing happened, it was boring, I didn't really talk about it. I was like, yeah, it was dumb. I always said, the only ones that worked that were really good or really bad, the middle of the road one sucked, and I mentioned it for about 4 minutes and move on.
Right. Okay.
Whatever.
Well, hopefully after your tent trip, you have like some cool stories.
I will.
I'm sure we'll have some good ones from Scott's.
You're doggone right.
Party, it should be a fun time.
Yep.
Are you going to take the ship back? Do one with T-Bone?
No.
You should, man.
I won't have time.
Come on.
I won't. I'm not going to have the mics. It's going to sound like shit. I don't feel like it.
All right.
Besides, that would be the one for next week then, and then I wouldn't.
So, whatever, that's fine.
Because then it's just fucking, it'll be fine. Fuck T-Bone his ass. I'm staying at his nice house. All right, well, hey.
Well.
Rear view mirror. Hopefully, I don't
die. Enjoy your fourth.
I don't blow my hands off with fireworks.
Listen to, what's that song that makes me cry? Proud to be American. That should have been the song of the week. Fuck, it's Scott said he had it all lined up for me. I'm like, don't play that shit. I'm not crying on a first date, dog.
Ew.
That fucking song gets me. I don't know why. I have no reason why that song gets
me.
It's
so fucking cheesy.
Would you consider
a small town from fucking John Mellencamp?
Would you consider that like country?
That's yes!
Like, yeah. I don't like country music. Like, it's bad.
God almighty.
It's a bad song.
That's as bad as when your dad used to cry when the Pope gave the address. The address.
Every Christmas night?
What the fuck was he crying about? Why?
I don't know. My dad would tear up. He's. I guess I get it from him because he's a big faggot and so am I.
Alright. Sorry about this one.
There you go, guys.
Yeah. They can't all be winners.
At least Nick the Dick wasn't on it.
That's true.
guess it was the beatings. Maybe it was. But I'm not about to give thanks or apologize. I couldn't breathe, holding me down. Good night.